I imagine that some people have used their COVID time to work jigsaw puzzles as people look at different ways to pass the time as they try to gather their family around for various kinds of activities. I'm sure that jigsaw puzzles are part of the equation. Some people enjoy a great deal the challenge of finding those pieces and for the right place. Some people like the test of their patience to be able to stay with it. Puzzles are something I've seen that my nieces and nephews love almost universally, as they start from the most basic things to help them manipulate pieces to increasingly complex ones. Now I feel like I should love puzzles. I like other kinds of mental puzzles and crossword things. But when it comes to jigsaw puzzles, I'm more the kind of person who wants to keep a few pieces and wait till it's almost done and then step in and finish it at the last minute. But for some reason, other people don't think that's such a good idea. And so these puzzles are of great interest to me as people approach them in the various ways, and some people very committed and other people not so much. Now this is an image that comes to my mind with the celebration of this weekend. This is not a normal 4th of July. All kinds of warnings about avoiding activities that we often take for granted. Scheduling around watching big fireworks displays and knowing that those are not going to happen. There are plenty of ways that people do not feel free on this particular 4th of July. Aside from the politics of all that goes on, there are many voices about who has freedom, whose freedom is restricted, questions that are important for us to be asking. And yet in the middle of all the restrictions, in the middle of this celebration where we consider what freedom means, we have a very powerful phrase from Jesus to help us. Come to me with your burdens. This is the real path to freedom. To be able to find relief from the burdens that we carry. This is part of freedom. Our very country is founded on opportunities to overcome various obstacles, various challenges that hold us back from being who we are made to be. Overcoming burdens is part of living free. And so on this day in which we recognize the birth of our nation, we have Jesus saying, come to me. Come to me with your burdens. So what does this have to do with a puzzle? The puzzle, this image, is a way for me to try to make sense of what Jesus is talking about. Jesus uses in this beautiful line the image of the yoke. And so a yoke is something that was used to strap two oxen together, a weaker one and a stronger one. And so they would share the work that needed to be done, but the stronger ox would do far more than his share. The weaker one could do all that he could, and the stronger one would make up the difference. And so Jesus tells us that this is the way that we should look at our relationship with Him. He, of course, is the stronger one. He does most of the work. And then He straps us to Himself. So that whatever little bit we can contribute fulfills the great plan of God. So in my image of the puzzle, we have a God who does all the hard work. The one who sifts through all of the pieces and puts them together bit by bit so that the picture comes into focus. Except, unlike a regular puzzler, we have a God who is just fine with the fact that we're holding on to the last two pieces. Is thrilled with the fact that we are there to contribute just a tiny amount. It's all that He asks of us. A God who wants us to do just that much. In fact, You can picture God, after he has put all of the other pieces together, not only waiting for us to put those two pieces in, but he's there standing next to us whispering, saying, they go right there. Just in case it's not so obvious to you, I want you to put them in. I'm going to tell you where to put them in, and then I'm going to celebrate the fact that you have accomplished so much. A God who does the work, and a God who wants to give us everything for the tiny bit that we do. This is the God who gives us freedom. Now, our understanding of freedom, our understanding theologically of what freedom means, starts with free will. Free will is this gift that God gives in the very creation of humanity. This defining characteristic that makes us a people capable of love. Without free will, we cannot love. God does everything, but he needs us to respond, to choose, to cooperate. And so as extraordinary as the gift of free will is, as crucial as it is for free love, for real love, it's all too easy for us to abuse it, because we have that tendency to become selfish, to exercise our free will in a way that is too self-centered, that is worried about who else is doing what part of the puzzle. And so we hoard things. We have resentments. All of the kind of things that restrict freedom in our human existence. And so we have a God who calls us to exercise our freedom by choosing a greater good. God does the work and wants us to complete the picture with our two pieces. But then he wants to help even with these. All we have to do is cooperate. And so God says, let me help you. We are truly free when we follow God's lead. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. The only part of that that requires our effort is, come to me. He's the one who gives rest. And all he asks of us is, come to me. As simple as putting in those two last pieces. Come to me. The second reading today has St. Paul telling us that the Spirit of God dwells in us. It is this Spirit of God that is whispering to us that say, those pieces go right here. Come to me, and here I will show you the way. I will do everything in my power for you to take that last step. Freedom is something that we should celebrate. And remembering our independence as a country is a great triumph of freedom for us, deserving of our attention. But of course, freedom is not secured because of any single triumph, as great as that victory might be. Freedom depends on an ongoing struggle. Our Catholic faith demands that we look beyond personal freedom to a concern of those who might lack liberties. And so we celebrate, and then we look immediately to what is asked of us to carry on this great value. And what is asked of us is to cooperate with God, so that this God who loves us can lift every burden that prevents our freedom. And then there is the deeper freedom of our very souls, that interior freedom that allows us to recognize the presence of God in the midst of struggle, that allows us to be free even when the things around us are not what they should be. And so on this day that we celebrate freedom, we might be very conscious of a rising anxiety in our own lives, of a growing fear. And so we turn inward to look for that God that dwells in us, to search for Him so that we may come to Him. And so on this very complicated 4th of July, let's take Jesus at His word. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest.